Professor Beavers to teach etiquette. The Atlanta Georgian, Sunday, the 14th of September, 1913, page 1, column 4. Chief to preside at school, where patrolmen will learn rules of propriety. Atlanta police are going to school following an official call Saturday night by Chief Beavers, who declared that, although his men were fine fellows, he was not fully satisfied with their etiquette. The first session will be held next Tuesday night. Tentative rules adopted by the chief indicate such instruction as the proper care of the nails, the how and when to say pardon. In fact, everything which comes in the category of proper etiquette. School will be divided into three divisions of three platoons each, according to the chief. Page 1, Column 5 Hill gets new Atlanta judgeship. Roan goes to appellate bench, changes, likely effective oct. 6 in center is Judge Benjamin H. Hill, named to the judgeship of the newly created Atlanta Circuit. This picture was taken Saturday at the Georgian Terrace Hotel. Below are Judge L.S. Roan on the right and Charles S. Reed, snapped at the barbecue given court officials attaches Saturday by Deputy Sheriff Plenty Minor. Reed is given Stone Mountain Place. Napier succeeds him as solicitor. Benjamin H. Hill, ranking judge of the appellate court bench, widely known as a jurist of notable accomplishments and member of a family distinguished in Georgia's history, was appointed Saturday by Governor J.M. Slayton to the judgeship of the new Atlanta Circuit, created by the last session of the state legislature. 4 appointments making important changes on the Georgia bench were announced simultaneously by the governor. They were Benjamin H. Hill, from the State Court of Appeals to the new division of the Atlanta Circuit. L.S. Roan, from the judgeship of the Stone Mountain Circuit to Judge Hill's place on the appellate court bench. Charles S. Reed, Solicitor General of the Stone Mountain Circuit, to the judgeship of the same circuit. George M. Napier of Decatur, as Solicitor General of the Stone Mountain Circuit to succeed Reed. All of the appointments probably will go into effect October 6th, the date upon which the new docket of the Court of Appeals will be called. Continued on page 6, column 5. Page 6, column 5 Hill, named to place on new Atlanta bench, Judge Roan succeeds. Noted jurist in appeals court Reed to Stone Mountain. Continued from page 1. Something may arise to postpone the change in official positions, but probably not. The delay of nearly a month was made by Governor Slayton to permit the appointees to get the work now on hand out of the way. Has work pending. Judge Hill has a number of decisions yet to write, and there are several pending in which it is desirable that all three of the present judges should participate. The motion for a new trial for Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, is set to be heard before Judge Roan October 4th. Judge Hill, in his new position, will receive a salary of $5,000 annually. Judge Roan will receive $4,000 as a member of the appellate court. Mr. Reed will get a salary of $3,000 as judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit. And Mr. Napier, the new Solicitor General, will be paid in fees. Governor Slayton's action set at rest a great amount of conjecture. Speculation has been rife since the creation of the new judgeship as to who would get the plum. Judge Hill and Judge Roan were the leading candidates, although several others had been mentioned. Judge Roan loses $1,000 of his present salary by the new arrangement. As judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit, he received a salary of $3,000, and for presiding over the criminal division of the Fulton County Superior Court, he received an additional $2,000. Has heavy grind. The work of the Court of Appeals has been exceptionally heavy. The court deciding over 5,000 cases, reported in 12 volumes. Judge Hill participated in the decision of every case and wrote many of the most important opinions. Inasmuch as the Court of Appeals has exclusive jurisdiction of all criminal appeals, except where there is a conviction for a capital offense, Judge Hill has had remarkable experience in the interpretation and enforcement of the criminal law. His duties in the new judgeship primarily will he to try all the felonies in Fulton County, although his jurisdiction as to other matters will be the same as the other judges of the Superior Court. He gives up a place on a court of last resort with a term of 6 years, to which he was elected last October, for a lower position, with the necessity of going before the people for election next summer. The work, however, is less arduous and the salary is $1,000 more. Judge R.B. Russell will succeed Judge Hill as the Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals, Judge Roan Abel. Judge Roan has presided over some of Georgia's most famous criminal trials. He has been judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit for a long term of years and has gained the reputation of being one of the most able criminal jurists in the state. Solicitor Reed lives at Palmetto, Campbell County, and has been the prosecutor in the Stone Mountain Circuit for several years. He has made an enviable record in his position, and his appointment was regarded practically as certain. George M. Napier is of the firm of Napier, Wright and Cox, with offices in the Atlanta National Bank Building. His home is in Decatur. Page 1, Column 6. Slayton rules, Negro slayer must hang. Will Varner, a Negro convicted of murder in the Newton County Superior Court and sentenced to be hanged, was denied a commutation to life imprisonment by Governor Slayton Saturday. Varner shot and killed the 6-year-old child of his wife while endeavoring to shoot her when she refused. Page 3, Column 7. Attorneys fight in Recorder's Court. Thomas Bishop and Charles Hillier find and clash at Judge Broyles's bar. A bloodless battle between attorneys Thomas Bishop and Charles Hillier occurred under the very nose of Judge Broyles in the Recorder's Court Saturday afternoon, when, without regard to their whereabouts, the two men exchanged several poorly directed blows. The only casualties were financial. The men, arrested and arraigned immediately, being fined $15.75 each. The trouble arose when Bishop told Miller that he had violated professional ethics, alleging that he had solicited a client through an agent. Page 6, Column 1, Jumbo. Elephantine melon for governor's dinner. Jumbo, declared to be the largest watermelon grown in Georgia this season, was received by Governor John M. Slayton Saturday from Al Colvin of Locust Grove, GA. The melon came by express, and the governor took it home with him to be cut for dinner Sunday. Page 6, Column 2. Plenty Minor is host at Joyous Barbecue. Judge Roan, Dorsey, and Frank jurors. Guests, chief deputy announces he will at the top. F.V.L. Smith, a Frank juror, left, is with Deputy Minor, while below Solicitor Dorsey is engrossed in his barbecue aide Sheriff Mangum, feast pronounced best ever. Friends of genial Plenty Minor, Chief Deputy Sheriff, are today declaring him to be the greatest of hosts following a barbecue and fish fry given by him at Germania Park Saturday afternoon. In the cool depths of a grass-covered ravine, the appetizing spread was served. The best I ever ate was the unanimous verdict. The gathering was noticeable for its political representation, but though there were politicians in plenty, the absence of political discussion was marked. The nearest to a political reference was a remark which Mr. Minor made in a short talk. This was that he would not desert his old friend J. Wheeler Mangum and run against him for sheriff. Talks were made by Judge L.S. Roan, Solicitor Dorsey, and others, each making a happy reference to Minor's ability as a host. At Judge Roan's suggestion, 3 cheers were given the chief deputy. The guests met at the Thrower Building at 12:30 o'clock, where 40 automobiles were in waiting to transport them to the barbecue grounds. Noticeable among the guests were the men who composed the Frank jury, who developed a great friendship for Mr. Minor during the famous trial. The spread was all that the epicure could ask for. Daintily cooked channel cat disappeared with wonderful rapidity, as did Brunswick stew and barbecue, for which the Germania Park cooks are famous. Both Judge Roan and Solicitor Dorsey congratulated Mr. Minor and his assistants on the splendid manner in which recent troublous trials had been handled, declaring only his ability as an officer of the law exceeded his capacity as host. Page 6, Column 5. 100 federal prisoners apply for paroles. More than 100 prisoners in the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary, eligible for parole, have entered their applications. The board will meet Monday. Its members are Warden Moyer, R.V. Ladau, and Calvin Weaver. Page 13, Column 1. Mangum makes sheriff's race fourth time. 3-corner fight between him, Mayo, and Wright holds county's interest. Formally announced candidates for sheriff, Sheriff C. Wheeler Mangum, to succeed himself. Captain William M. Mayo of the Atlanta Police Department. Chief Deputy City Marshal, L.O. Wright, who served 6 years as sheriff of Newton County. Prospective, Chief Deputy Sheriff Plenty Minor. Candidates for the office of sheriff are grooming themselves for what promises to be the hottest sheriff's race in the history of Fulton County. With the date of the primary not more than 7 or 8 months away, and with the city primary of September 30th attracting practically no attention, The would be, sheriffs are having things politically all their way. Of unusual interest is the announcement of Sheriff Mangum that he is very much in the race, which is directly contrary to the persistent rumor that he would not run. His announcement was reaffirmed Friday morning. Upon the decision of Sheriff Mangum rests Plenty Miner's entry into the race. If Mangum sticks to the finish, Miner will not enter, feeling that his duty as a loyal friend to the present sheriff, whom he declares has done much for him, would prevent his running against him. Only strong men in race. Whether the race will he between Mangum, Mayo, and Wright, or Miner, Mayo, and Wright, it is sure to be warm. Each man already has a strong following, while each is perfecting a ticket of unusual strength. In addition to this, it is quite probable that no one in the county has a larger personal acquaintance than any of these four men. Captain Mayo has an enviable record with the Atlanta Police Department, with which he has been connected 16 years, holding the rank of captain 6 years. Prior to this, he was Special Sergeant 3 years. He was born in Jasper County near Brighton, but was reared in Butts County. He came to Atlanta in 1895 to visit the Cotton States Exposition and liked the town so well that he decided to make it his home and has been here ever since. Plenty Miner has been with the sheriff's office for 5 years and has won friends by the hundreds by his genial personality and the ability displayed by him in handling the duties of chief deputy. His handling of the huge crowds attending the Frank trial drew many complimentary remarks. He hails from Gwinnett County, where life as a farmer boy made him grow tall and gave him muscles to match. Wright has long history. Chief Deputy City Marshal Lo Wright has been a resident of Atlanta 14 years. He had a good political career behind him, serving as sheriff of Newton County 6 years. He knows the political game like an astrologer knows the stars, and has acquired an acquaintanceship here of immense proportions. He has not perfected his ticket, but in his formal announcement has named Walter C. Lawrence as his chief deputy. Lawrence is well known in Atlanta. He has been general manager of the Westview Floral Company 20 years. Sheriff Mangum is now serving his third term. He carries a few more years than his opponents, but his nerves are steady, and he can take his revolver and pluck a half dollar at 30 paces. He is a Confederate veteran, enlisting in March 1862 and fighting throughout the last 3 years of the war. He was only 16 years of age when he enlisted. He was born in Fannin County. Sheriff Mangum, in making his announcement, declared that he knew there was some sentiment against him, but that he had only done his duty. Mangum defends his record. Some sentiment has been raised against me because I do not handcuff my prisoners, but I do not believe there is a right-thinking man in Fulton County who will entertain a prejudice like this against me, said the sheriff. I did not handcuff Leo M. Frank, neither did I handcuff Jim Conley or Newt Lee. As a matter of fact, I have never handcuffed but two men in all my time in the sheriff's office. There was some criticism because I accompanied Frank personally, and because he was carried from the jail to the courthouse in an automobile. My reason for escorting him was that I felt it was my duty. There had been threats made against him, and I felt that if any of the sheriff's force was to be exposed to harm, that I should take that risk upon myself. The automobile belonged to one of the deputies and did not cost the county anything, while as a matter of fact, I walked Frank 3 or 4 times. The only time I ever handcuff men is when a long string of prisoners is taken. A long string of prisoners is taken to the courthouse on Monday mornings, when we have them on a long chain. This saves the county fully $60 for each trip, as it would be necessary to have at least 30 more men acting as guards, while we now use 6 for the handling of these prisoners. Miner loyal to his chief. Plenty Miner has been urged by a eong list of friends to get into the race, but unless Sheriff Mangum drops out, he will be found fighting for his present chief. I would be an ingrate if I ran against Mr. Mangum, said Mr. Miner. If I have any ability as a deputy sheriff, it has been acquired by the opportunity he has given me, for he gave me a job when I needed one. If he runs, I will be out working for his re-election. If he doesn't, I will be in the race. To be perfectly plain, I would go out and shovel coal at $1.50 a day before I would run against Mr. Mangum, for he is one of the best friends I have. Captain Mayo will probably announce his ticket of deputies sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks. He already has several lined up, but doesn't care to make them public yet. Indications are that the primary will be held in May, a decided sentiment favoring an early date.